It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans will be getting a couple of tax refunds. CPR's Megan Verlee has details.
The state's tax collections have been booming, so much so that they've blown past revenue limits in the Colorado Constitution. And that's triggering two types of refunds. Taxpayers will get direct payments that average out to about $70 a person. And the income tax rate will also drop slightly, from 4.55% to 4.5%. Supporters of the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights say the refunds keep government spending in check while giving people back their money. Opponents argue the refunds have little impact on individuals, but add up to big losses for state programs like education. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Metro Denver's real estate market is slowing, but prices are still at or near record highs. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
A new report from the Denver Metro Association of Realtors says homes sat on the market for an average of 11 days in August. That may not sound like a lot, but it's an increase from 9 days in July. And earlier this year, it took an average of just 3 to 4 days to go into contract on a home in the metro area. Low interest rates and a lack of homes for sale are still driving the pandemic boom in housing. The median price for a home in Denver is $540,000, about the same as it was in July, but a jump of about 17% compared to a year ago. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
I can't lose thousands.
I gently solemnly
swear. You solemnly swear.
You solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
Former Colorado Attorney General and U.S. Senator Ken Salazar was sworn in Thursday as the new U.S. Ambassador to Mexico. That's Vice President Kamala Harris administering the oath. Salazar had a long career in Colorado politics before becoming President Barack Obama's Interior Secretary. He's among the first of the Biden administration's ambassadors to assume his post. Colorado college football starts tonight. CU Boulder hosts the University of Northern Colorado, and Colorado State opens their season against South Dakota State. This is